Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 6. Devin Ezra to Tehillim, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Dalid says, on the Pasuk Ki Yosher Dvar Hashem V'chol Maaseihu Be'emunah, that the word of Hashem is straight and upright, and all of his deeds are with emunah, with a faith. Devin Ezra says, Ki HaTzadikim B'Simcha Renana La'olam, that righteous people will always feel joy, and they would never feel sad on what Hashem decreed upon them, because they realize that whatever Hashem does is for their ultimate best. And when a person lives with constant awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will live a life of constant simcha, says the Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tochen, Perek Aleph. And the Chazon Ish explains that a person is potentially capable of attaining a tremendous, unbelievable potential that he has for self-improvement. If a person constantly strives to improve his character, it is possible he'll eventually reach a level where he won't feel angry or hatred. He won't feel resentment, he won't take revenge, he won't bear a grudge, and he won't desire mundane things. And the truth is this is very much connected with simcha. Emunah in Hashem is not just emunah, belief in Hashem, that he's good, but you actually experience a joy. And that joy of being rejoicing in Hashem and rejoicing in yourself that you are creation of Hashem creates a tremendous drive and a desire to correct and perfect your character in a way that it is not a burden to you. It is a simcha and an opportunity and a joy to do. And the idea being is that we judge happiness often by external appearances. We said this in the last year. And sometimes our children or teenagers overestimate the value of material acquisitions. And the truth is happiness is by no means determined by this kind of wealth. And if you have things, it loses its value once you have them generally. And if you lack those superficial things, you'll feel a void. So the idea is constant and complete happiness will not come through gratifying physical desires or material possessions. But the truth is, it doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy material possessions or physical desires have its place. That is where Mitay Shaloi Lishma Balishma come in. And the Torah not only allows it, but basically encourages that that's the path that you have to first start off with. But nevertheless, even while doing that, by recognizing that the end result is you really want to connect to Hashem. Like we said many times in prior shiurim, if someone loves coffee, enjoys drinking coffee, has a special tainig for it, and he gets up in the morning early, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and he goes to shul and he has a seder by himself or with a chavrusa, he's already in shul at 5 in the morning. And it could be that part of what pulls him out of bed and gets him to the Beis Medrash is because he knows over there they have a good coffee that he has, that he enjoys. But and that helps him, motivate him to get to learn. But he's not going to the Beis Medrash because of the coffee. The ikar is the learning. But if the coffee gets him there, that's fine. Same idea with simcha in material things. Yes, you have a concept like by Yitzchak, that he asay le matamim. He asked Esav to get him the things that taste good, so it should be in that, or wine, right? It should be in the in that mode in order to bless. Or Elisha and David HaMelech Shol, rather. And Elisha also, where they had music in order for them to, their spirit to be uplifted, in order to have nevuah, or in the case of Shalfa, have the Ruach Ra removed from him. So the externalities of those type of things have its value. But one really needs to understand, though, is that the nekuda, the panemius of simcha, is from within. And happiness, when we say it's a chiv, it's an obligation, doesn't mean you need to feel guilty that you are not happy. The person hears this concept for the first time and saying happiness is a chiv, a moral obligation, and I'm feeling continuously sad, they shouldn't feel guilty about it. They just need to understand that this is a goal. You know, this is also very important, by the way, when you teach people. Sometimes people say that atzus is a terrible aveira. It brings more out atzvus, and what an aveira doesn't bring a person down as much as the depression after the aveira. All of those things which scare a person in the fact that he's down about things. But if a person actually has a downness, that's not the approach to tell him, you know, you're making things worse for yourself. Obviously, the chesed you do for that person is to give them chizik and to help them with your simcha, to generate simcha within them and uplift them and give them chias and give them chizik. So this is the idea of positive attitude, both for yourself, giving yourself simcha, positive attitude for giving and helping other people have simcha as well. When a person is naturally happy, he is very likely to be mechazik other people that are down and lift them up. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yontiv, Perek Ches Halacha Yud Ches, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches, that the type of simcha, that's a simcha of a mitzvah, is when you share it, let's say by a suda, right? You're sharing it with Yisayimim and Almanais, people without a family, poor people. But if you close the doors and only utilize what you have for yourself and your immediate family without helping the poor, then the joy is not a joy of mitzvah. It's the joy of karesli, of his stomach, which is a badge of shame, which means that the joy needs to be spread out to other people and helping people physically, spiritually, emotionally. And that is a very, very big, tremendous yesod in simcha, to influence others to be happy as well. Not to just tell them, cheer up, you have to be happy. Those words won't help a person. They even may feel hurt by it. But if you see someone that's unhappy and you try to sympathize, empathize with their suffering, try to understand what's bothering them. And this can be difficult sometimes because he's not clear on what's bothering him exactly. He may be embarrassed to tell you. So in a tactful way, with a kiruv, with an optimistic view of life, you do your best to give over that chesed as much as possible with your words and with your actions to give a person chias and chizik. We know the famous Gemara where someone was zeicha to have Eliyahu HaNavi, who is going to see Eliyahu HaNavi, who is going to be have Olam Haba, because they cheered people up. They gave them, they were mechazik them and gave them simcha and have them be joyous and happy and put a smile on their face. This is a very, very important mitzvah. It is tremendously valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu values, he wants everyone to keep his Torah and his mitzvahs, of course, but he wants his children to be happy. And he wants his children, the ones that are feeling down or depressed or lost, to have to reach out to them and to lift them up. When you're lifting up an ani, you're lifting up a poor person or an emotionally hurt person, you're lifting up HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time, because this person is his child. And by you treating every person with derech eretz, with compassion, with sensitivity, doesn't make a difference what stage of life or what phase of life or what position in life they are in. They may seem much lower than you, whether it's intellectually or financially, it makes no difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's his child. And he cares for that child, every son, every daughter, every boy, every girl in Klal Yisrael. And we need to follow those footsteps, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, loving his children because they are his children, and being mesameach them, putting a smile on their face, helping them feel joy in their hearts and in their souls. Bracha natzlacha.